I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. OMFG.
Welcome to OMFG. Today we had a last-minute cancellation, and we called in the toppest guns that we could call. I was like, we are in an emergency, and who do you call? I call my dad.
That's right.
And I said, Dad, it's going to be 10 p.m. your time.
Mm.
Can you take a phone call? Will you leave your cellular telephone on and answer it and be cohesive? And he said yes. And so today, we have Melvin P. Foster.
Who?
Melvin P. Foster.
Come again?
As a guest on our podcast.
Melvin P. Foster?
Yes.
Now, on our show?
Just to let everybody know, it's just a warning to listeners. It is like, just please, just strap yourselves in, have a sit down. He has a fucking phenomenal voice.
Yeah.
So you're going to need to just take a fucking breath before he gets on this podcast.
And gather yourself.
Just gather it up. I mean, it's a real deep, lovely man voice.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, man.
You know?
Yeah, me like, too.
It will be a nice, rich tone.
And he's coming to us with three things that he doesn't understand in culture today.
That's exciting. This is a different perspective, guys. This is a...
He old AF.
I mean, he's not that old.
No.
In dad terms.
He's older AF.
How old is your dad?
That's a great question. We're going to have
60s?
To ask him. I think like late 60s.
Okay.
67?
Okay.
Yeah.
Still fresh.
Still fresh.
Fresh as a daisy.
Very with it.
I can't wait for this. And I have some questions for Foster.
Oh,
we're
in trouble.
For Mr. Melvin.
Oh, we're in trouble. Let's bring him on.
Okay. OMFG. Hello, hello.
Hello. How are you, Deanna?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. So I'm what, five times the average age of your normal guest?
Melvin, sir, how old are you?
I am 67.
Yeah, that's an age.
Soon to be 68. And at my age, I had to stop and think exactly how many years I really was.
Do you know our podcast, Melvin?
I know the premise of the podcast. I listen to one and a half of them, and that's all, I'm afraid.
Well, now, I'll be honest. I have told him he's not allowed to listen to
them.
But I know the
premise.
Is that
fair?
It is fair.
Is your dad allowed to listen to
the podcast? No, my dad wouldn't be able to make his way to it. He wouldn't have the technical... Although, he listened to one episode.
Right.
And I don't know how the hell he did it. He listened to the Andrew James, the kid from Filthy Sexy Teens.
Yep.
He listened to it. And he loved that. He loved it. And I was like, how... He goes, you sent me a link. I was like, I didn't, and I don't understand how you listened to it. But he found his way to one episode. Like, I was asking him questions. I didn't believe it.
Right, but he heard it.
He did hear it, and he liked it. He said he's a talented kid.
So now, Dad, you listened to the first episode, right? This was before I banned you.
This was the infamous FAP episode, yes.
That's right.
So oh, my God.
You learned something. You had takeaway.
Yes, I did have a takeaway.
Did you feel sad to have taken away?
No, I felt educated.
You took away and you just took and you put it in your pocket and you headed out.
There you go.
There you have it.
Great. Great. And you're proud of me, right?
I am very proud of my daughter.
Can I ask you a few questions about Emily as a youth?
Mm-hmm. Emily as a youth?
Yeah, that's fair. Just have a few questions.
Okay, now, my memory is terrible, but my wife is sitting nearby, so I may have to consult.
You might have to phone a friend.
And for everyone,
I might have to phone a friend.
For everyone listening at home, her name is Sherry. Sherry and Melvin.
And I feel like Melvin is an underutilized name these days. It's a great name.
So you know, it can stay. It can stay underutilized.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you saying, Deanna, if you had a son,
not one of the better ones,
you might name your son Melvin Chang?
Melvin Chang.
Is it on the short list?
That's a lot. No, it's it feels like it's like setting the kid up for a lot. Melvin Chang, please come to the front of the room.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it. It's actually growing on me rapidly.
All right.
Melvin, first of all, it's so delightful to have you on. What a treat for us.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
So, Emily, when we talk about our like 16-year-old selves, you know, I would say I was not aware of like, I wasn't aware of my social status. I wasn't aware of what I look like. I was just kind of going and being, and I wasn't trying to be popular. I just kind of had my group of friends, and, you know, I kind of came into my own, I would say, like after high school. But from what Emily has told me in his experience, she's always had like men falling in love with her and she was cool and had like cool haircuts and like cool outfits and was like a gal about town.
That's how I describe myself. I want you to know.
What was your, like, if you think of Emily, you know, in her high school years, what comes up for you?
Well, first of all, let's go before high school.
Less.
You know, we recently moved out of our house and went through all of our belongings, including hundreds, thousands of pictures. And one of them that stood out to me was Emily standing next to a limousine, age probably 12, 13, having been invited to somebody's birthday party where they were all picked up by a limousine and got their nails done. Manny's, maybe Petty's too, I don't know.
Right, that's cute. So she was kind of bougie.
She, you know, and the other thing that sticks out to me, and this is also pre-high school, is the name Z Cavaricci.
Sure.
Is that correct, Emily?
First of all, Melvin... I've had a rough day and you just made my whole night by you saying Z Cavaricci is like,
Z Cavaricci.
I'm from Long Island. Like that is our ish back in the day. Like Z Cavaricci was like, everyone was trying to get their Z Cavaricci's together. Yeah. Go on.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, other kids could wear Levi's or Guess or something, but Emily wanted a pair of the Z Cavaricci. As a parent, you have to go through a whole lot of self-analysis at that age because you go, here's my daughter. I love her. Mm-hmm. I want her to be popular. I want her to get what she wants. But spending five times as much on a pair of Z Cavaricci than Levi's, are you spoiling her or are you just helping her be popular? It's a whole total mind trip for a parent. We bought them.
You bought them. I was going to say, where did we land?
Well, I do want to just, I mean, I love this story. I just want to set the facts straight that I actually never had a pair of Z Cavaricci's. But Jesse, my older brother, did.
You didn't?
Emily, check. Hang on. Mom is here.
Check that.
She never had a pair of Z Cavaricci?
Thank you, Melvin. Please check with Mom.
No, I never did.
No. I'm hearing a no in the background.
Well, she's saying she wanted them very much because her cousin had them.
Is that true, Emily?
Of course that's true.
By the way.
Shout out to Shay.
The only kind of Guidos in my hood, we're like super into Z Cavaricci's. Yeah. I can't even believe that was your jam.
There were a lot of things on my short list. Did you guys wear Jerboes?
No.
Okay, so that was another brand. But really for me, I'm blanking on the name. It was like, it might have been
Champion sweatshirts.
We definitely had the Champion sweatshirts. I had the Champion shoes.
Right. Keds.
Keds for days.
The Hypercolor t-shirts.
Hypercolor.
Okay.
Oh, what was that one? Colors? Do you remember that store, Colors, in the mall?
Yeah.
Loved that.
Yeah. So so you guys caved into her every whim, it sounds like.
Probably not every whim. If she's saying we never got her the Zeke ever reach.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
But to a lot of them, yes. The other thing recently in emptying out the front closet, there were four very elaborate gowns that we gave to charity that she wore to her various bar and bat mitzvah parties. But these were like, you know, $125, $150 a pop.
Dang.
These gowns.
That's really expensive. I would like to see all the pictures of you from all your formal. That's really fun.
Well, yeah. They just sent them to me unemotionally in a box, so no problem.
You have them?
Yeah.
You have the pictures or you have the,
I have the
dresses?
Pictures.
Oh, okay, good.
The dresses were donated.
The dresses went to charity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anyone need those currently?
No. I think they would still work at today's parties.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. You're probably right. Probably in like Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like a skinny chick, it's short, petite, skinny chick in Brooklyn would be able to trick out
who's
those.
As wafy as a sixth grader.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. Yeah. She'd be able to like trick out one of those bat mitzvah.
Well, but the, you know, the styles are eternal. I mean, if we still had her maybe non-existent Zeke Averichis, wouldn't they still work today if you gave them to someone?
Possibly. In an ironic, bizarre way, somebody would be able to make it work.
Yep, that's fair.
So was she as lucky in love as she seems to? She tells me all the time when I'm like, yeah, I didn't catch a boyfriend till like
and
freshman
I'm like,
year
oh,
of college.
Girl, I had like 42 boyfriends.
Yeah, she's like, I had so many letters from all these men who love me. Is that what was going on?
The short answer is, I think, yes. but the longer answer is, Emily has always kept a very positive shield between at least me, maybe not her mom, but me and her in terms of any of the boyfriend stuff.
So you thought you didn't know anything was going on?
Well, no, I mean, I knew she had boyfriends, and I knew that there were boyfriends, a lot of them, that liked her. But, you know, she never wanted to go into like, yeah, he really likes me. He's into me. I like him a lot. It was like, we didn't really deal with that.
Right. Should we deal with it today? Just unpack them one by one. Pros and cons.
No. No, we should not.
Wait, mom had a comment to add on that.
Okay.
She was always very attractive and inspired love in the gentlemen around her.
Oh, my God. I'm going to...
Wait a minute. Hang on here. I had a first-grade boy begged his mother to buy her a gold necklace in the first grade.
Wow.
That was the fifth grade. But I love this memory we've got going.
I like this a lot. Yeah, she did. You know what I think? And my take is, like, Emily brings her true self to the table. Mm-hmm. There is no masks up. I think she is a very lovely spirit, and I think I see why, you know, why, like, she shook that milkshake and
why boys
brought
be
all
peddling.
The
bu-
yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to buy her gold chains.
Yeah, no problem.
I like it. Mm-hmm.
So, Melvin, there were three things that you were confused by in this
Your show is all about, you know, you guys trying to understand
the life. Yeah.
People in their late teens and early 20s and what's cool.
Yep.
Because you guys are too old for understanding what's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine where I am, light years beyond you guys.
It brings me shivers.
So, yeah, there are three things in modern life I do not understand.
Okay.
Hit us.
Number one. People that put the rings in their earlobes in order to make the earlobe holes.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I believe they're called spacers, like the big
Like spacers, yes.
African style, I think originally.
Yeah, well, you start small and then you can go as big as you want.
Sure. Yep. Sky's the limit.
Yep.
Sky's the limit.
And
I have no idea what's behind that.
How about we get all three, we take a little break, and then we come back and we unpack them.
Okay, so give us your next question, your next quandary. Okay.
Next one, not too far away from that. Mm-hmm. Piercings in places other than earlobes.
Okay.
Well, okay, this is interesting because your daughter, maybe had a nose piercing.
Oh.
Yes, a nose piercing. Nose piercing, I'd almost equate that with an earlobe these days.
Okay.
That's very forward.
These modern days.
You. Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking more of the other weird places.
Can you name a couple?
Nipples, tongues. Guys even get them on their penis, I believe.
I believe that's true.
We've heard tell.
I've heard tell.
Okay.
And number three, the third thing in the world I do not understand, thong underwear.
This is interesting. Thong underwear.
And this is something that you sit there and you wonder about it. Why?
We're going to find out.
Okay. So, after the break.
The thought of wearing a pair of those is, you know how, have you ever seen a dog when, its butt itches and it does that scoot across the carpet?
The boot scoot.
If I wore a thong underwear, the boot scoot. If I wore a thong underwear, that would be me.
Okay, Melvin, and I know we have to take a break, and I don't want you to be this to sound disrespectful, but I definitely need a video of you in a thong underwear with clothes on top of it. Please, thank you. Scooting across the floor. You hear your mom in the background. Okay, we will be right back.
Okay.
Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm. It's like Netflix for podcasts. Only with Howl Premium, you can listen to the Comedy Bang Bang 2016 live tour. The tour sold out everywhere, but you can hear every single episode on Howl the next day. This year, Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, and Neil Campbell will be along for the ride. And there will surely be a few more surprise drop-ins as well. Hear the 19 tour stops and 22 performances from Comedy Bang Bang Live on Howl. In addition to the 2016 live tour with Howl Premium, you get 42 more Comedy Bang Bang specials, along with exclusive access to more than 120 hours of original miniseries and audio documentaries, and over 90 comedy albums. New episodes and albums are released each week. Get access to all this exclusive content on your phone, on your Android, on the web, for only $4.99 a month. I mean, come on. And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month trial for free. To redeem your promo code, you have to make an account on the web at howl.fm. You enter the code OMFG at checkout. Remember to hear all the Comedy Bang Bang live tours along with dozens of original audio miniseries and comedy albums. Go to howl.fm. That's howl.fm and use the promo code OMFG for 1 month free trial of Howl Premium. OMFG.
And we are back with my dad, Melvin Foster, and in the background, a laughing Sherry Foster, and sometimes their dog, I can hear.
Aw, that's so
Charlie.
Cute. Okay, so let's unpack the three things that are making you just scratch your head and you're scratching your butt,
your bum,
thinking about it, having a thong underwear on it.
Okay, so I'm just going to recap really quickly. The rings in their earlobes that might make them bigger, the non-ear piercing, something more like a nipple, a tongue, a penis, and thong underwear in general. These are our three quandaries that Melvin has brought us to the table today to unpack and discuss.
Okay, great. I don't know if we should start from the bottom and go up, or we start at the top. I mean, look, Emily, I'm going to ask you a question.
I think we can breeze through a couple of these real easy.
Quick question.
Yeah.
And you can feel free, and I know your dad's on the phone. Are you wearing thong underwear currently?
I sure am.
Do you want to ask me?
Are you, Deanna?
I am.
Yes.
So we've just established that.
that ladies be wearing the thong underwear.
So we can just sort of get into that right quick and just, because the other two, I do, I'm with you on it. Melvin, I have those same big questions.
Yeah, there are questions about the piercings and the spacers, but thongs, I think we've got.
And
Okay.
I'll say that I had the same question. And it was, I think, 2007. Mm-hmm. I was still in a granny panty, as we like to call them. That's a non-thong.
It's a full-bodied panty.
Yes, a full pantaloon. Mm-hmm. And my friend Tony said she saw I was wearing a light pant, mm-hmm. and she saw it.
She saw the dreaded panty line. And they are dreaded.
They are dreaded.
Yes.
And she was like, girl, why are you wearing those granny panties?
No, that is not as dreaded as the dreaded camel toe.
That's correct.
Oh, my God.
Not as dreaded.
I can't believe your dad just said camel toe.
It's, well, he's a man of the day.
Of the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Is your mom still with us in the background?
She's going, what's camel toe? What's camel toe? She doesn't.
She knows. She's embarrassed that I said it.
Okay.
Oh, don't be embarrassed. Let's live. So, yeah, no, I mean, I would rather sport a panty line than a camel toe any day.
Sure. I feel like I,
Okay, but so your friend Tony saw it and
she saw it and she was like, girl, why are you in those granny panties? Get a thong. And I was like, I will not get a thong. That's ridiculous. I don't want, so, like, just how you're feeling.
What could be comfortable about something being up your bum?
Terrible.
Sounds terrible.
But here's the weird thing. It's not.
It's pretty comfortable.
It's pretty, unless you're wearing an ill-fitting thong. And I wear sort of like, a soft cotton situation.
Same. No problem.
It's not a pearled thong.
You really tickled him with that one.
So I have to say, you don't even notice it. Why? I don't know. Because you're right. The technology...
It doesn't make sense.
It's a technology that doesn't make sense.
It sits right up there and you don't even notice it.
It doesn't pay you any mind and nor do you it. Mm-hmm. Now, why?
Now, let me say, if I wore them.
Go ahead.
I'd probably have to change them 4 times a day.
Sounds like you're not cleaning well enough.
Wait, why are we changing them?
I feel like we need to work on some just basic care.
On hygiene.
Well, but also I feel like men with balls have a... They have a different situation
you
with
know
the
what,
thong.
Guys, and I do want to say this. In a Jewish family, no, this is the truth. Because my best friend, I've been around, like, when you have a Jew, there is way more comfort in a Jew. Like, I've never said the word balls to my dad. Like, the fact that you guys are saying, like, camel toe and balls, and you're just bandying them back and forth to each other, it's like, this is not from the Catholics. We
don't
also do
just
this.
Talked about his poop stains. Yeah,
I do think we do need to address that in a different maybe episode, but
all right, well, so little sidebar in that same vein.
Okay.
I would say the most uncomfortable moments in my life with my daughter Emily.
I've got this.
Was what's that?
I know exactly what you're about to say, but you say it.
I know you do. Is when she was home in the summer from college, and we would sit down at night watching TV, and we would watch Sex and the City together.
Why would you do that?
Oh, my God, was that tough.
Why on earth would
you watched, do that? Like, the whole season together. It was great. And I was like, I'm such a Carrie. And he's like, I'm such a Charlotte.
That's right. I think Charlotte wears a full panty, Melvin. You probably are a Charlotte.
But, I mean, you know, to sit there and have someone say his spunk tasted funky with my 18-year-old daughter was a bit
God.
Much.
You're awesome. This is so important. I'm so happy we've done this. This is like, you just quoted Samantha. And yeah, that's a tough scene to watch by myself. I can't believe you guys watched that together. But did
he took some notes. He was like,
that was the point. I think I actually left the room on that one.
You tapped out?
I think that one put me over the edge, yeah.
That was like the end of our Jewish family time.
Yeah. Just being so open with one another, I can't even imagine.
I mean, but like, would you guys talk about poops, you and your dad?
I mean, like, I would do anything for my father. And like, if he needed anything, even like a bodily situation, like, I would deal with it with grace and dig, you know, but no. I mean, he'll always announce it.
Yeah, I pooped.
Yeah, he's like, okay, oh, great. Gotta go. Gotta run up to the bathroom. Gotta go do, you know, he's good at announcing it. And, okay. And we'd be like, Dan, why do you just do it? I don't need a ticker tape parade.
Right.
Just go ahead and knock yourself out.
But you're not. Okay. So here's a good question, because this happens to my dad and I a lot.
Go ahead.
More one way than the other. Would you ever like maybe be on the toilet on the phone with your dad?
I'm on the toilet on the phone with everybody.
But you're taking a shit and your dad, would he know that you're on the toilet?
I hope no. Nobody's called me out on it, so I don't know. But be advised, anyone who's in my life, you've had that happen to you.
Okay.
So I wouldn't bring it up, but I feel but like I'm not, yeah, yeah. I would be, sure. But that's across the board. Yeah. I would like be on a, I'd be on a job interview on the toilet and just assume that they can't hear.
Good to know. Yeah. Future employer.
How far thong underwear have taken us in the world.
We've only done one thing already. Okay.
I know. Yeah. I want to do the ear spacers. But I work with a guy, audio engineer who has them, a totally what I would consider straight, normal, straight up guy, family guy, has kids.
Productive in society, yeah.
You know what? We may need to have Cody, our audio engineer, weigh in on this.
I honestly, it's disturbing.
Oh, okay.
It's just so stupid. It just looks stupid to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay,
and I'm sorry for having a polarizing decision or opinion.
No.
You're in our same camp.
You're in the same. My overall takeaway, and I think we've talked about this before, in terms of like tattoos and body things and like ear spacers and nose things. It's just like, and now it's commonplace. It's like, it just became cool,
right?
As fashion does, but it's permanent.
Right. But I mean, so if you think about the spacers and tattoos and piercing, I mean, all of it together to me says, you know, my body is a canvas. And I am going to, you know, create art upon it with tattoos and with piercings and with ear spacers and anything else that will decorate my body and make it unique and different. And for me, you know, that's my body is a canvas is a far cry from, you know, my body is a temple.
Right.
And, you know, and it's something that I must, protect, pay homage to, keep it in good shape, you know, dedicate it to a higher purpose. All of that, it really seems like when I say I want to treat my body as a canvas, really runs completely counter to that notion.
Right. My question to you is this, and I hope we're okay, and I hope Emily's okay with me asking this question.
Ooh, here comes.
Now, your son-in-law, Melvin.
Yes. Yes.
Don't go away. Stay with me.
I'm here.
Your
he has
son-in-law.
A few tattoos.
I think that's the
understatement. Have you ever seen them, Melvin?
Of a century.
My daughter who puts up walls between me and her relationship with boys and men.
Even after all that Sex in the City, go on.
Has always told Addie never to take his shirt off.
You've never seen them?
I have never seen them. I've seen whatever sticks out above the neckline of his t-shirt, but that's it.
Let me promise you, I have seen them. He is disrespecting the bejesus out of his body.
His temple.
His temple. He really did. He's got a temple of doom over there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Well, all right, but you know what? I'm not, making this. I don't want this to be a personal judgment.
Right.
Saying, you know, when you're saying, oh, this guy is going to regret it in 10 years, he's going to be 45 years old and have holes in his ears and say, why did I ever do it? Or, you know, the jokes about people who are in their 90s and the tattoos are, you know, hanging down to their knees. It's not the individual personal thing for me. It's the, you know, as you said, Deanna, it's totally cool and acceptable. So it's society. Mm. It's 40 years ago. All of this was, you know, freaks. Only freaks would do something like this.
Right.
And now it's not only acceptable, but it's welcomed and everything's fine. And, you know, so I don't look at somebody and go, wow, you're going to regret that, buddy. I look at it and say, how has society evolved to the point where, you know, this is how we decide our bodies are, you know, our bodies can be treated versus 40 years ago.
Right.
Right. You know, and I don't have the answers.
Well, you know,
but I was counting on you two to have them.
That's why I called in tonight. You sent me to a really expensive private college where I studied social science, and I don't have the answer for you.
Well, maybe we should get one of your professors.
Probably. But yeah, I mean, no, you're right. I mean, it was a sailor thing, right? Is that where it all started?
It was sailors would get tattoos, yes.
Can I take a stab?
Let's do it.
I'm going to take a stab at what maybe it could be. Back in the day, men went and they even not so long ago, and now, you know, went to war.
Mm-hmm.
They were having to maybe even further back, you know, fight for food and keep their families afloat with their hands and have to like go and
savage,
you know, really deal with the elements to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And that is no longer the case, you know? So you have people who want to feel kind of badass and like they want their inside animal to sort of like be seen. But they can't because we have apps that bring us food and
right. We
call for an Uber and like.
Well, and to your point, I think when people get tattoos, they say like mostly it's they want to commemorate something. Whereas maybe back in the day, you were actually sporting a scar or something to kind of like show that you had weathered some storm. And now because we're not as physical and we're not as brutal of beings, you want to go through something and you want to show people
that you went through it. And I think there may be some of that going on, possibly, Melvin.
No, I think that's a good point. I mean, the you know, the earlobe thing and maybe even, God, I don't want to sound racist or anything, but, you know, I'm going back to your notion of hunters. To, you know, African tribes.
Yeah.
And the tribesmen hunters, you know, putting bones through their noses and the ear spacers and everything to make themselves look
intimidating.
Intimidating, exactly. So, but I mean, like, I understand, yeah, maybe somebody's trying to recapture in some way that lost. You know, this is my inner animal expressing itself, and there's no other opportunity in modern society for me to do that.
Well, here's the thing. People still don't really tattoo their faces, right? In general, like the general tattooed person will
the
get a sleeve,
right.
Like the general public.
The neck tattoo
is still happening, but they're not getting their faces. So there's still that sense
unless
of like,
you're Gucci Mane. I just want to point out he has an ice cream tattooed on his face, Dad. Sure. A little ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm. He's a rapper. Okay.
Or Michael Tyson.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Michael.
Michael.
I'm glad you're on a very formal basis with him.
Yeah, he's his government.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But like, you know, that's still something people like it's. And there's a woman that works at the coffee bean in my neighborhood, and she has a tattoo on her upper lip, and she looks like an idiot. And it's a real distance. You get her. It's such a distancing thing for somebody to have a tattoo on their face, and they're still not. People are not. That has not become popular.
No.
So there's something in us as a society where we haven't gone to that.
Right.
But who knows? Maybe in 15 years. I mean, I don't know. I don't. It feels aggressive to me, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying right now.
I think that we ought to, you know, on the 10,000th show of OMFG.
Bless you.
In 10 years,
mm-hmm.
we should revisit this. And I have a feeling that facial tattoos will be widely accepted.
Oh, man.
You are scaring us to our core.
Have you seen the man bun, and how do you feel about it?
The man bun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Men
just about as you, wait, what are we talking about? Not the hair. The hair bun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not much of a fan of it. And not a fan of the man ponytail either.
Yeah, well. Sure.
One begets the other, really, yeah. You know. Would you typically describe your style, you know, over the years as being groovy?
You know, I would say, you know, when I was a boy, a little boy, and I went to the barber shop, the haircut that every kid my age got back in the 50s was called a regular boy.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's
very socialist.
You know, so I would have to say that pretty much defined my style. Sherry said until I got to the Melvis look.
Yeah, which was unfortunate.
The regular boy was pretty much me. I worked early on in the 70s.
By the way, like, the regular boy sounds like something that, like, Kim Jong-un would have made everybody get. Like, you know,
yes.
It sounds like scary to me.
Yeah, yeah. And when I worked in an ad agency, a very conservative ad agency in the early 70s, and grew a beard, and that was, I mean, I almost got, you know, people were telling me I was going to get fired. For
really?
Having a beard at this ad agency. And
such
it's the
rebel.
Same beard I have now. I never shaved it after all these years.
That was the Melvin
look. That's as daring as I got, I would guess.
What do you think about these, like, people meeting off of, like, dating apps?
These kids coming up today, Dad, they don't actually talk in person. They just date through these sites, and that's how they meet each other.
And text.
What do you think that might do to future generations?
Well, you know, I am fascinated with phones. You know, you think you, let me just go back in history again, cause I'm old and I can do that. You know, families before TV, you know, families sat around and talked. Then there was television and or radio, but it was a shared experience.
Yeah.
You know, if the television is on, five people are watching it. And now everyone has their own personal screen, you know, whether it's a tablet or a phone. And, I mean, wherever you are, people, and it could, you know what, it's even people my age, too, it seems like far prefer to stare at their own individual screen than to stare into the eyes of another person. And
depressing.
I think on the whole would rather text than actually make a phone call and speak to each other.
Right.
And you know, that's almost like, you know what, that's Donald Trump's wall between America and Mexico. That's Donald Trump's wall between that we all build around ourselves these days.
Preach, Melvin. Preach. Tell the people, tell the children what time
Woo!
It is. Let them know. Let them learn.
Woo! So that, I got to tell you, scares me more than ear spacers and piercings in weird places.
I'm so depressed right now.
Yeah.
We're heading nowhere good, Melvin. We're heading to face tattoos and like individual screens in our eyeballs.
Yes. Yes, we are.
It's not good.
That's what happens when you talk to an old person. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
I hear you.
We'll get you in a home soon enough.
Yeah. I'll look forward to it.
I look forward to it.
Okay. So one last question for you guys, because I know it's late for you. I need to know, we both need to know, who mom thinks is the sexiest star today and who you think is the sexiest star.
All right, Mom, who do you think is the sexiest star today?
Can she say it in the phone?
Oh, hang on. I will walk over to Mom. I think the sexiest star, who I think is sexy, I would have to say Jennifer Lawrence is very sexy.
Oh, wow. Going kind of younger, Melvin. Watch out now.
No problem.
And hang on. They want you to speak on the phone. Hang on. Here is Sherry.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Sherry.
Bradley. Hi, honey. Bradley Cooper.
Oh! Yeah, he's spicy.
Oh, those blue eyes are just...
Oh, my goodness. Sherry, now, you didn't have to think but for not one second about that answer. You had that at the ready.
Well, except I couldn't remember his name.
Well, other than that, you were pretty quick with that one. Was Bradley Cooper, which movie do you, was it the,
they were co-stars, my parents' favorite in one movie.
Oh, you're
Is
right.
that your favorite
Forget
movie?
Forget about it. You two can that both have a one. Time.
That was the one. I can't remember the name of it.
Playbook, something Playbook.
Yeah, Silver Lining.
Silver Lining Playbook, right.
Do you guys just watch that every
over
weekend?
Over and over, get the party started.
No, but I did think that was an amazing performance.
Yeah.
There are not too many people who can, who aren't manic depressive, who can nail it like that. He did a wonderful job. If I had only seen him in that Hungover movie, what was it called?
The Hangover.
Hangover, yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't see the movie, but...
It's still available.
I probably wouldn't have been impressed.
Okay. You needed something substantial.
Absolutely.
You want to give him a couple notes on that movie.
Yeah.
Probably.
He's a pretty face, but he's not just a pretty face.
Oh, my goodness.
Pardon
All right.
me.
Say what you gotta say.
Well, we'll leave you two alone with those.
What about you girls? Oh. Who's the sexiest guy star now?
That's a great question. I have I don't even know. Okay, I know who I like. I've never seen him in a movie, so this is really sad. But Jason Statham, I think, is super sexy.
He's very sexy.
He's
an action star, Mom. I don't know if you've seen him in a lot of things, but he does a lot of action movies where you're like, he's always like bloody and sweaty and like running, but always chill. Like, don't worry, I've got it.
Well, thank you, honey, because I was trying to pretend I knew who he was.
I knew you didn't, but it's okay. I think for me, Ryan Gosling for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Was that your mom trick of trying not to poo-poo what your daughter thinks so that she becomes a self-confident woman? Or do you really?
No. But I also see the link of between he and other young men that you thought were good looking.
Are you trying to say that my husband looks like Ryan Gosling?
No.
Oh. Sherry, have your eyes
But
landed?
I do want to say happy birthday, Addie. Let's have a shout out to Addie for his birthday here.
Thank you, shouting out things. Have you seen all of his tattoos?
I have not.
Wow, she's really keeping these under wraps. Can Addie live?
No.
Let him just live.
No, he wears a swim shirt when we're all together swimming.
Don't.
I have been told that I will never think about him the same way. If I see those
But aren't you already envisioning it?
Do you want to see them?
No, actually,
you
no.
I don't want to see it.
There are lots of things I don't want to see, and that's one of them. You know, cats run over on the road. Don't want to see it.
Why do you have like shield your eyes? Yeah, why do you have to see it? Okay, well, I guess you're doing the right thing. I thought they'd be okay. It sounds like they won't be.
No.
Okay. I mean, you would still accept him. I mean, they're married at this point. I mean, what would happen if you saw? Just so I can get a sense of things.
I would probably smile, but not with my eyes.
Oh, one of those, huh? Just a mouth and an angry eye.
Yeah, well,
judgmental.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
you don't. It would like never him. Be as sincere again as it is now.
Again, oh my God, Emily, keep that swim shirt on him at
Thank
all
you.
Times. I want
you.
Him never out of a swim shirt. I want him at a.
You
swim-
better go back to dad. Hold on a second.
Oh my God, I can't have Addie ever out of a swim shirt.
Thank you for knowing.
I want to clarify two things.
Okay. Great. And then you guys are done. Then you got to go to bed.
You guys went to tattoos. They were not on my list of three things.
That's true.
Correct.
They were carefully
so
not on your
tattoos.
List.
But they're going on with
you. They did.
And,
thank you,
and I have to admit, when the first time, as soon as you said sexiest person, my first thought, although, you know, she is very sexy to me, but not as sexy as Jennifer Lawrence, was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh,
she's a classic.
She's a great, and you know what? That's nice. I'm happy that she's still, she is a gore, I mean, forget
well, and
about
she's
it.
More age appropriate. It
yeah.
makes me feel a little better.
Yeah. 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 But Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
Dancing, the little bit of dancing that she did.
Emily is
Silver
like
Silver Lining
shocked.
Playbook.
Uh-huh.
That, there you go. She get, that's where she gets the rating.
Listen to me, Melvin. Emily's over here looking like she can't handle your answer right now. But here's the thing. It's like you sat through Funky Spunk. And like if she, if you can sit through that, she can sit through you thinking Jennifer Lawrence's dancing is sexy. You know what I mean?
There you go. There you go. It's the reverse. It's the Sex and the City reversal.
That's right.
I mean, she's more than 10 years younger than me, but that's just great. I think it's great. I think it's perfect. Could be your granddaughter physiologically. No problem.
No problem.
No problem.
Okay.
Well, I think we're wrapping it up.
Yeah. This was lovely.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I did. I did indeed. Yes. I hope this turns into a decent podcast for you.
I bet you it does. This was really fun. Thank you so much. I'm going to say on my end, I thoroughly enjoyed this with everything. You know, this was great.
And
well, I certainly enjoyed it too.
I think you are very groovy. Thank you, Dad. And thanks, Mom. And I hope you guys get some sleep.
We are going to just adjust our thongs and get out of here in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the opportunity from both of us.
You might want to try some thongs. Just, you know, they're not as bad as you think. They're really quite pleasant.
First, you might want to try just like a wipe. Just a general Cottonelle wipe.
they use the wipes.
They use the wipes, yeah. And we're still there.
Just keep
All
using
right,
them.
Keep
okay.
using them.
Bless you.
Yeah, yeah. All righty. Thank you, gals.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
OMFG.
Well, I will have to say, having my lovely father and mother on was a real treat.
I enjoyed it.
I didn't know how that would go. And, you know, they're just real peaches.
They're so cute. I had the joy of meeting them.
You did, yeah. Yep. And
IRL, and, like, they're delightful.
Mm-hmm.
But your dad brought the heat.
He did.
He gave us a lot.
And he's got that great voice. What are you going to do with that?
Yeah. It's great like voice.
He longs to speak, you mm-hmm. know, so.
Mm-hmm. I am like dying that you were wanting those Z Cavaricis so bad.
I don't, A, I don't think I was, but B, like, I think the sore spot was that my brother had expensive pants and I didn't.
Right.
More so.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he got the pricey, and I'm like, excuse me, if anyone in this household is going to be having expensive pants, it should be a moi.
Yeah, you know? I hear that.
Like, I rocked some Guess. Those were pricey. Those weren't cheap.
No.
But I didn't have the pricey jeans.
I just, like, I also feel like it's so New York, New Jersey, Long Island.
It is very
have,
Guido.
Like, a Z Cavarici pant.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't know it made it, you know.
To the middle?
To the middle, yeah.
I feel that.
I feel the judgment,
but I also feel
No shade. I'm just like, oh, okay.
No, for sure. And I really don't think, like, it was more a boy's pant.
You're right. It was.
Right. So that's why I'm saying, like, I don't think I actually was thirsty for a pair of the Z Cavarici. I think it was more about the, like, oh, you're willing to spend that?
Z Cavarici kind of cash.
I'll take that cash.
Yeah.
And I will spend it.
I'll make it work.
No problem.
And then, like, you know what? It's true about a Jewish household.
We do. We talk a lot.
Well, you guys are – it's good. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a good
– like, I don't think I've ever taken a poop without telling my parents.
Okay, yeah. It's that level of communication.
Like, yeah, it's like immediately, like, while I'm pooping, I'm like, I'm pooping! Exclamation points with the poop emoji.
Okay. Oh, current, to date.
Oh, for sure.
Not even in the same household.
No.
You're always letting them know you're pooping via text message?
I mean, it's not uncommon.
Why? Why do they need this information,
Emily? Sometimes you need to tell somebody, you know?
Oh, my God. What is happening? And your dad said funky spunk, which I'll never recover from. I will never recover from Melvin saying funky spunk.
Yeah, it happened.
Wow.
We lived it together, you know?
I know.
We lived the times.
Oh, my God. That was really fun. And I hear him. I mean, I really do hear him. And I thought the way he sort of, you know, communicated his take on the body and respecting it versus.
Although, you know, not for nothing, he then gave us the takeaway that a very old, elderly man can be, you know, sexually turned on by Jennifer Lawrence. So talking about respecting bodies, it's...
Now, we didn't ask him, and we should have, if when that hack happened, if he found his way.
Oh, I don't think he knew. Oh,
well,
a thing about the fappening.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure the fappening didn't come across his radar? He knows funky spunk. I feel he knows the fappening.
He does not know the fappening.
How come you're so confident? I am not, and it's my biggest regret ever in life that we did not ask him.
Look, I'll text him. We can follow this up.
Okay, good.
I'll let you know next time.
Can you do a screen grab?
You guys, I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I'm Deanna Cheng at Deanna Raphael.
And we are OMFG at OMFG Pod. Thank you so much for listening.
Real quick shout out to at Ram I Galley 2, Mr. Ramiro. OMFG has made my commutes so much more awesome. Smiley face, tearsy face. Ramiro, how sweet are you?
Thank you. That's right, guys.
You got to drive and you got to listen.
I mean, no problem. We'll take you where you're going.
You got a little ride on your hands?
We'll get you from A to B. We'll be your Uber bitch.
That's right. You guys, we're at OMFG Pod.
Bye.
OMFG.
Hi, everybody. This is David Gregory, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The David Gregory Show. It is that easy to remember. And it's me talking to all sorts of really interesting people, getting them off their regular script into deeper, more personal conversations, like Arianna Huffington about parenthood.
I think especially for mothers, they take the baby out and they put the guilt in.
Or Bravo TV's Andy Cohen on being less afraid.
Look, I'm a single gay dude on a late night talk show. If I can't overshare, who can?
We'll have a new program every Friday. So go to iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever your favorite podcast app and download The David Gregory Show and eavesdrop on really cool conversations. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.